Hello and welcome to today's podcast. I'm Julianne Jones and I'm here with Dylan Hutching. Today we are discussing the 2010 projects. Dylan, how would you explain the 2010 projects?
Thanks for having me. So the 2010 project is basically something we spend 20 minutes every Friday in order to work on something that we've always wanted to work on. And this is a grade for our literature class.
So Dylan, what was your project?
My project was to learn how to program an Android application. In my case, I wanted to learn how to code a game.
What's programming like?
Programming is something that I've always wanted to learn how to do, and I started at a very young age. It's basically a way of telling a computer to do whatever you want it to do, and that allows for a lot of creativity and a lot of possibilities.
Do you prefer to work alone, or would you ever collab with like an artist or a different programmer?
That's always something I've thought about, because in my previous projects, I've sort of been just winging it, doing everything on my own, and I've learned a lot doing that, but I could always use the help of an expert or someone that knows a little bit more about something than I do. It always help expand and would allow me to focus on other aspects of the project rather than dealing with something like art or music.
So like someone that like specializes specifically in like that field to help you like make a better product?
Yeah, so like someone who knows a little bit about art could probably help me do something for my future games. That would be pretty cool.
How do you program? What do you use to make it?
Whenever I was originally learning how to program, I was learning to code Java. And what's funny is that I was originally looking to learn how to mod Minecraft, and that was the code that Minecraft was running.
What kind of Minecraft mod would you make?
I didn't know at the time. I just wanted to do it. I was really interested in Minecraft at the time. I was really little. But nowadays, I still mainly focus Java, but I'm working in a new game engine now called Unity, which runs C hashtag, and that code is very similar to Java, so that worked out very good for me.
What are the differences? Like, it's easier to use, but like, what are the differences between Java and what you're using?
So, there are very slight differences. It's mainly in the syntax and the way you get things done, but they're still very similar in the way that you focus on things and make things work.
For those who don't know, like our viewers, what is syntax?
So syntax is basically the way that you arrange characters and the rules that you have to follow in order to do specific tasks. So for example, in Java, if you want it to output some text, you would say system.out.println. And then inside the parentheses, you'd put what you wanted to say.
And then if you didn't do it in those correct ways, you'd have, like, an error, right?
Yeah, it wouldn't output anything at all to the console.
So it wouldn't do anything. It wouldn't do any, like, corruptions or anything. It would just not do it.
In fact, it would actually just stop the program in its tracks, and it wouldn't know what to do. So you have to make sure you get the syntax right every time.
Okay. So, I know you're programming, but what exactly is your program? Like, you said you're doing a mobile game, but what's the mobile game about? What's it like? What's it look like?
So, basically, my game is called Chicken, and the whole idea is that you're a chicken, and you're running from different monsters. You know, there's an old man chasing you, there's a fox chasing you, you never know. But that's the premise of the game. I wanted it to be something simple for my first project, but I want it to be kind of fun, like Flappy Bird was.
Are there obstacles?
Yeah, of course. Right now, there aren't very many obstacles, just because I haven't really focused on art. I've been focusing on the gameplay.
So what motivated you into getting into programming, aside from like Minecraft and stuff? What motivated you to make Chicken specifically instead of some other kind of game?
Well, in the case of Chicken, I just wanted it to be something very simple that wouldn't take as much work. Not that I didn't want to work on it a lot, it was more that I didn't want to run into a lot of issues in the middle of a school project.
What was the hardest part about making Chicken?
I probably have to say just it being my first project and everything, it was a hassle to make everything work together. So I was working in a new game engine, learning how to produce games for a mobile phone, which I've never done. So it was sort of adding all these new factors into something that I already knew how to do, and it sort of changed the whole aspect of it.
Being an artist, I'm very curious on how you did the artwork and where did you do it?
I just actually just did it on my computer. Since I've been making games for so long, I've sort of developed my own way of doing the art. Of course, when it comes to games, everybody does, if it's something like a mobile phone, or a mobile game, I mean, everybody says something called pixel art, and I've just sort of, I never really learned how to do it properly. I just sort of do it my own way and have my own style that goes with it.
Is there a specific app that you use to make the pixel art, or?
I just use Microsoft Paint, actually, to zoom in really far.
That's cool. Oh.
So, speaking of art, what exactly is your project?
My project is a comic that my friend and I have had the idea for since the eighth grade. It's called Clarity, and it's about this merman guy that he was banished from his like kingdom thing because he was royalty. He was like banished because of his scale colors, because the fishermen would be able to see them easily through the water because his tail's like red and yellow and orange. But in the little piece of the comic I didn't get to show that, so I'm really excited to get to that part of the comic. But in my where I'm doing the comic right now, like the first page, it just throws you directly into the world. It doesn't give any explanation on anything, so nothing really makes sense. But it starts out with him on the fisherman docks, and he's listening in to the fishermen to see where they're going to be in the upcoming week, so he knows not to go there, and he can warn his people to try and like try and make them like him again. So he's just trying to warn them of where not to be so they don't get killed, because mer people are very valuable in this world, and their scales can be used for like purses and stuff. Their hair is very valuable for like wigs, and like instead of like most animals, like they just resort to mer people because of their like magical qualities and how beautiful they are.
And what exactly motivated you when you were making this?
What motivated me was just having the idea for so long, and my friend and I, we just created two characters and we paired them together. Her character isn't in the comic yet. He's going to be in there later on, and I plan to keep this comic updated on Instagram. But what motivated me is just having this idea for so long, but just never getting around to it because I haven't had the time. And we've created the entire story already. It's just putting it on paper.
And how long did it take you to put it all together?
For the first page, it took on and off a week because there's just so many elements to it. Like, I had to come up with how exactly I'm going to start the comic. I had to draw it all out. I had to come up with dialogue. I had to do character designs. I had to do like different studies of different poses, and backgrounds are always a challenge, but I think it's an exciting challenge because I need to learn to do those. It just took on and off a week because there's just so many different elements, like the sketch, then the line art, and then coloring the whole thing.
What exactly was the hardest part when you're making the comic?
There's so many different things that were difficult about making this comic, so this is a kind of difficult question to ask. Thanks, Dylan. But the line art is really difficult because you're applying ink to the sketch, and if you mess up, it can ruin like the entire page, because one second you could have a really nice looking arm, but then the next second there's suddenly a giant slice through the arm and you don't know what to do with. So it takes a lot of time and patience to do it, because if you go too fast, you're definitely gonna mess it up. But also another hard part, I found dialogue being incredibly difficult, because whenever I think about the comic, I don't necessarily think about what characters are gonna say to each other, I think about their actions. So I'm actually debating making it like a slow comic, like in the future, where it has like no dialogue at all, but I think that'd be incredibly difficult because I'd have to be really precise with my facial expressions and movements.
And I know you were talking about your friend's character. What is she like?
My friend's character is an elf named Jimnik, and he's an artist, and he wants to, like, do commissions and stuff. So he would go to the docks, like, constantly and just ask people if they'd be interested in his art, because him and his sister were kicked out of their family's house for reasons that will be explained later in the comic. But so they live together. And so the way he tries to make money is he tries to go to the dock and just try and get people to commission him. And that's where he ended up meeting Swindler, because Swindler was the only person that was nice to him when asked to be commissioned. And the sister is another one of her characters. Her name is Celeste. She's an engineer. Well, that seems to be all we have time for today. Thank you for being here and answering my questions about your project, Dylan.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, and thank you, the listener, for joining our podcast today. I hope you learned a little bit about our projects and you have a spectacular day. See you next time.